Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 6, The Liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had asked, which item in devotional service is most important? And the Lord had replied, the chanting of the holy name. Then he quoted, Hariyanama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo, Nasteva, 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 Gatianeta. Then Mahaprabhu continued. First, we'll read the English of that verse and read Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Because the people of this age are so fallen, they can simply chant the Hare Krishna Ma mantra. In this way, they can rid themselves of the bodily conception of life and become eligible to engage in the Lord's devotional service. One cannot engage in the devotional service of the Lord without being purified of all contamination. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 7:28. Yesham tvantagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvanva moha vinayamukta bhajante mam drida vrataha. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life and whose sinful activities are completely eradicated are freed from the dualities of delusion and they engage themselves in my service with determination. Sometimes people are surprised to see young men and women take so seriously to the Krishna consciousness movement. By giving up sinful activities, illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, and strictly following the injunctions given by the spiritual master, they have become purified of all contamination. They can therefore fully engage in the devotional service of the Lord. In this age of Kali, Hari Kirtan is very, very important. The importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord is stated in the following verses, Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 3rd chapter, 51st and 52nd verse. Kaler doshinate rajan astieko mahaguna kirtanade vikrishnasya muktasanga parambrajet. Krite yad yayato vishnum treitayam yajato makai Dvapare Paryacharyayam Kalo Tadhari Kirtanat. The most important factor in this age of Kali, which is an ocean of faults, is that one can be free from all contamination and become eligible to enter the kingdom of God simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. The self-realization that was achieved in the Satya millennium by meditation, in the Treta millennium by the performance of different sacrifices, and in the Dwapara millennium by worship of Lord Krishna, can be achieved in the age of Kali simply by chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very elaborately explained the Hariyanama verse of the Brihadnararaya Purana, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was struck with wonder to hear his explanation. Gopinath Acharya reminded Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, my dear Bhattacharya, what I foretold to you has now taken place. Here's Srila Prabhupada's purport. Previously, Gopinath Acharya had informed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that when he would be blessed by the Lord, he would thoroughly understand the transcendental process of devotional service. This prediction was now fulfilled. The Bhattacharya was fully converted to the cult of Vaishnavism, and he was following the principles automatically without being pressured. In the Bhagavad Gita 2:40, it is therefore said, Salpam apyasya dhammasya trayate mahato bhayat. Simply by performing a little devotional service, one can escape the greatest danger. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had been in the greatest danger because he had adhered to Mayavad philosophy. Somehow or other, he came into contact with Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and became a perfect devotee. In this way, he was saved from the greatest fall down of impersonalism. Continuing, offering his obeisances to Gopinath Acharya, the Bhattacharya said, "Because I am related to you and you are a devotee, by your mercy, the Lord has shown mercy to me. You are a first-class devotee, whereas I am in the darkness of logical arguments. Because of your relationship with the Lord has bestowed his benediction upon me." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with this humble statement. After embracing the Bhattacharya, he said, "Now go see Lord Jagannath in the temple." After visiting the temple of Lord Jagannath, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya returned home with Jagadananda and Damodar. The Bhattacharya brought large quantities of excellent food remnants blessed by Lord Jagannath. All this prasadam was given to his own Brahmana servant, along with Jagadananda and Damodar. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then composed two verses on the leaf of a palm tree, giving the palm leaf to Jagadananda Prabhu. The Bhattacharya requested him to deliver it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jagadananda and Damodar then returned to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bringing him both the prasadam and the palm leaf on which the verses were composed. But Mukunda Datta took the palm leaf from the hands of Jagadananda before he could deliver it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mukunda Datta then copied the two verses on the wall outside of the room. After this, Jagadananda took the palm leaf from Mukunda Datta and delivered it to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read the two verses, he immediately tore up the palm leaf. However, all the devotees read these verses on the outside wall, and they all kept them within their hearts. The verses read as follows. Vairagya vidyanija bhakti yoga shiksha krameka purusha puranaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shariradari Kripam Buddhir Yastamaham Prapadhe Kalanastam Bhakti Yogam Nijamya Padushkatum Krishna Chaitanya Nama Avirbudastasya Pararavinde Gadam Gadam Liyatam Chittabringa. First verse. Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us real knowledge, his devotional service, and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He has descended because he is an ocean of mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet. Let my consciousness, which is like a honeybee, take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has just now appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach the ancient system of devotional service to himself. This system had almost been lost due to the influence of time. These verses are included in the Chaitanya Chandradoya Natak 674-75 by Kavi Karnapur. Srila Prabhupada says this in his purport to 254. And here's Srila Prabhupada's purport to 255. Yada yada hidamasya, as Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, glanir bhavati bharata adhutanam madamasya tadatmanam srijam yaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. This is also the case with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world as a disguised incarnation of Krishna, but his appearance is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Mahabharata, and other Vedic scriptures. He appeared in order to teach the fallen souls in this material world, for in this age of Kali, almost everyone has become attached to fruitive and ritualistic activities and mental speculation. Consequently, there was a great need to revive the system of devotional service. The Lord himself personally came down disguised as a devotee so that the fallen populace might take advantage of the Lord's example. At the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna advised complete surrender unto him, promising all protection to his devotee. Unfortunately, people are so fallen they cannot accept the instructions of Lord Krishna. Therefore, Krishna returned with the same mission, but he executed it in a different way. As Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he ordered us to surrender unto himself. But as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught us how to surrender unto Krishna. Therefore, he is praised by the Goswamis, Namo Mahabharanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Lord Sri Krishna is certainly the personality of Godhead, but he is not as magnanimous as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Krishna simply gave orders for one to become his devotee, Manmana Bhavamat Bhakta, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually taught the process of Krishna consciousness. If one wants to become a devotee of Krishna, he must first take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following in the footsteps of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and other exalted devotees. Continuing. These two verses composed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya will always declare his name and fame as loudly as a pounding drum, for they have become pearl necklaces around the necks of all devotees. Indeed, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became an unalloyed devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He did not know anything but the service of the Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shachi Sutta Guna Dhamma A Dhyan A Japa Lai A Na. The Bhattacharya always chanted the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, son of Mother Sati, and reservoir of all good qualities. Indeed, chanting the holy names became his meditation. So we shall end here, and Krishna willing, very soon we shall continue. Hare Krishna.